Dark Dimensions paranormal investigators. You're on with Eden Russell.
Couldn't you just say, you're on with Eden? Or, like, you know, hello?
I've got a role to play, Craig, and it's 24/7. We are this close to getting a streaming deal. I can feel it.
I might have something for you.
Oh? You have my complete attention.
You remember the massacre at Paradise Row?
Oh, that's unforgettable.
Well, there are two bodies in my morgue who died just like all those people.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
100% serious.
Yes, yes. Okay, I will be there in 30 minutes.
To be honest, Eden, I might not stick around for this one.
What? Why?
Because one of the victims died in the hospital.
Holy sh... Are you telling me that whatever killed those people could be in your hospital right now?
It's kind of looking like it, yeah.
This is so fucking amazing, Craig. Okay, you cannot leave. Stay put. I need full access.
No promises.
Oh, for the love of... Grab your vagina, Craig! This is the scoop of the century! You are on the front lines of some amazing shit here, okay? I mean, this isn't like that dumb teenager who claimed stone circles in New England transported their family to Narnia. This is real shit!
Hey, I liked that episode.
The whole thing was bullshit. I brought a little kid there and we didn't get transported. I mean, the EMF reader didn't even spike near the chambers. You know, I am so tired of these fake-ass YouTubers getting more views than I do, and I'm out here doing real work.
You haven't seen the bodies, Eden.
I will, because you're going to be there to show me, right? Right?
Just hurry up and get here.
Craig. Oh, he hung up that saggy ball sack. He better be there.
They didn't have any... Oh, no. Why do you look like that?
I am about to put us on the map.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I am serious this time, Maya. Look, I know where the thing that killed all those people at Paradise Row is.
You mean that crazy-ass serial killer?
Whatever you want to call it. We're going there now. I'm driving.
I already have a bad feeling about this.
Put your headphones on and let's begin. Pulled from the Tales of the Forgotten Archives, we bring you Don't Look, Episode 3.
Well, I think the parking is around back. I can handle that if you want to,
Oh, fuck.
Who is it?
It's Naya. I'll call her back. And no, we stick together, no matter what.
Okay. Should I bring the bag in?
Absolutely. I'd rather get arrested than take any chances.
Agreed.
Holy fucking shit, Katie Lopez? The Katie Lopez? Oh my God, and Noah Reeves. Are you getting this, Maya?
We're rolling.
Excuse us. Who are you?
Eden Russell, Dark Dimensions paranormal investigators. Are you here because of the murders?
No comment.
No comment? What the fuck? I'm not a reporter. I'm a paranormal investigator, and I want what you want.
Lady, you don't even know us. How could you possibly know what the hell we want?
Hey, whatever is in there killing people, I want to stop it. We on the same page now?
Somehow, judging by your camera crew, I don't think that's your only reason for being here.
Hey, everybody has to earn a living. No reason you can't make money off of banishing evil shit back to hell.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Smart people don't, until they see one. Or they're terrorized by one. I bet you didn't believe in whatever killed Shelly until...
You do not say her name. Do not.
Easy, that's my bad. Okay, look, I want to stop it. Whatever it is. Vouch for me, Maya.
Look, she's a camera whore, but she does sometimes help people.
See? I'm legit. And half the world thinks you and Noah are murderers. Look, this could be the opportunity to clear your name and stop something evil.
I don't give a shit what other people think of me, lady.
Then why are you here?
Well, that's none of your fucking business, is it?
All right. I'll tell you why I'm here.
Oh, Christ.
Funny. I don't remember us asking.
Look, I've got a contact in the morgue. Craig, great guy. He's got bodies, and he's got information. I'll share it with you.
D- Did you say Craig? Craig is here?
Fuck.
Yeah. You two know each other?
Eden, stay the fuck out of our way. That starts now.
Okay. You go first. We'll see you in there. Holy shit. Our views are going to go through the stratosphere. Katie fucking Lopez! You got everything right. How did I look? Did it sound good?
Maybe we should pass on this one.
What?
This isn't a ghost throwing plates around a kitchen.
That would be because poltergeists throw plates.
I will punch you.
Why is everyone on edge today?
People died here, Eden.
People die at every haunted location we visited.
How can you not see the difference?
I do see the difference, which is why we are here and why this is going to be the episode for us. This is the one, Maya. I fucking feel it.
Oh my, okay. What if this isn't a ghost? What if this is a serial killer or something worse?
Then we're gonna fuck it up, whatever it is, get it on camera, and be famous.
Mm. Or we might die.
It's a good day to die.
I'm really going to punch you.
Okay. Listen, if we get in there and things get too dicey, we'll pull out. Deal?
And I get to make the call about too dicey?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Mm-mm. I'm out of here.
Okay. Fine. You make the call.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's get it over with.
Yes, girl, 7-figure streaming deal. Here we come.
Hospitals are unnerving. At least to me. They're supposed to be these places of healing and recovery and sanctuary, but they felt like the end. Like the moment you came here, a clock started ticking, reminding you, you were running out of time.
Ugh. What, is she following us?
No. Just thinking about how much I hate hospitals.
Yeah, me too.
DeMarco Hospital wasn't huge, but it was still a maze of hallways like most hospitals. Noah and I followed the signs to reception. It's fucking ridiculous a ghost hunter is here.
I'm gonna regret saying this. Shit, I regret thinking this, but do you think she can help us?
I don't know. I don't know if these things are supernatural, or some kind of flesh and blood monster, or if we could even kill them with a bullet.
Or 7.
Yeah. Craig needs to get the hell out of here, though.
Should we go find him, or see if this Sydney is still alive first?
Wait, Noah. There. We rounded a corner, and my eyes locked on the scene. There were 2 hospital security guards. One was keeping people back. There was a small crowd, mostly nurses, a few doctors, and bystanders standing around looking concerned. I couldn't see the body, but I didn't need to. I knew. My heart started hammering, my palms getting clammy. I thought of Shelley, of Diana. I could tell Noah was going through the same paces because I could hear his breathing speed up. I grabbed his hand.
In a hospital, in broad daylight. How?
I don't know.
Ma'am, I need you to stand back.
It's still inside of her!
What's still inside of her?
The thing that killed her is still inside of her. Don't you see it?
Ma'am, I need you to calm
down. Don't fucking tell me to calm down when a monster just murdered my mother!
Nurse, can you help me here?
What in the world?
What's wrong?
I think her throat is moving.
I thought you called it.
We did. Nurse, we need to move her now.
Dread filled me. Before I could think, I rushed forward, pushing my way through the small crowd. Get away from the body!
Katie?
Ma'am, please step back.
Is there something in her mouth?
Don't fucking touch it!
Y'all need to back up, now!
If you two don't stop, I'm gonna have you removed and arrested. Now please, back up and stay calm.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
The body was on the ground. The doctor was leaning over it, shining a pen light into the mouth. I saw it too. The throat moved. Just like Shelley's. Oh God. I don't know how you'll react if you're unlucky enough to see something impossible. Not just impossible. A nightmare. A terrifying nightmare brought into the real fucking world. I froze. I watched it shoot out of the mouth. I saw it covered in blood and bile, shove itself down the doctor's throat.
What the fuck?
This tiny part of the world exploded into chaos because every single person in the small waiting room saw it too. People screamed and ran. The doctor wasn't screaming anymore, just choking as he dropped to his knees. The security guard rushed to his side, yelling for someone to do something. Something came flying out of the doctor's mouth, wet and bloody, and it smacked the security guard in the face. He screamed. It looked like a kidney.
Katie?
We've made a mistake coming here.
Katie!
Noah, get to the doors! Sydney, come on!
Don't look! Just go!
I heard it happen again behind me. I grabbed Sydney by the arm as we passed, half dragging them with us, but right as we reached the sliding doors, they slammed closed. What the fuck?!
There! There's another exit! Over there!
We ran to the right, to the set of emergency doors, but when we got there, they wouldn't fucking open! Sydney slammed on the handicap button, but nothing happened.
Fuck this! I'll shoot the glass!
It won't work!
We whirled around. Eden didn't look so confident anymore. Her camera woman looked pretty pale for a black lady, and she was staring at the scene. I didn't bother to look. I could still hear it.
What do you mean it won't work?
It's an SVT Security Zone hospital. A rocket launcher couldn't penetrate that glass. We need a door that's not automatic, like a stairwell exit.
SVT what?
Questions and answers later. Let's go!
Is your hallway too short? Does your uncle owe you $20? Do you have a grudge against candy corn? Are you really mad at your parents? Really, really mad? Always listen to Your Weird Uncle, available on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of listening to ads and just want the story? With the Tales of the Forgotten membership, you'll get ad-free episodes of all our shows, like this one, and you'll be supporting the creators and stories that you love. Go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership. But hey, we like to spoil you. So a Tales of the Forgotten membership also offers bonus content, like character audio files, artwork, exclusive shows, first looks at scripts, and a lot more. So, go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership or just click the link in the description.
We ran as fast as we could past the dead, giving them a wide berth as we ran out of the lobby, back down the hallway towards the parking garage.
Did you see it?
You got it, right?
Are you serious? Fuck your footage. What was it?
I have no idea, Maya.
There! Fuck! What the fuck?
Are you kidding me? Move!
You're not bigger than me, lady.
She's a lot stronger than she looks.
This can't be locked. No fucking way.
So, we're trapped here with whatever that thing is.
I cannot believe this. Come on.
Get back. I'm gonna blow a hole in his door.
It's an SVT Sec hospital. You can't.
He can try.
There's no point in wasting ammo we might need on a door that can't be shot through.
And just how do you know so fucking much, huh?
I did my research on this place before we came.
It was a rhetorical fucking question. Back up and hold your ears. Fuck!
Hold you. Listen, SVT Securities is a security firm. They're owned by the Terenzios. They've been around since the 1920s, blah, blah, blah. Long story, really short, having them guard your business is usually a good thing. For us...
We're in a fortress.
Kind of, yeah. But you have to lock these types of doors from the other side. So either these creatures are doing this...
Or there's someone else here doing it.
Exactly.
How can these things lock doors?
From the paranormal side of things, energy manipulation. That's a lot of energy, though, and it usually affects temperature. But I don't feel cold. Do any of you?
Not any colder than hospitals usually are.
Exactly. So I don't know. This still might be a person.
Eden, you saw that fucking thing.
I did. But that doesn't mean it's working alone. I mean, look, 9 times out of 10, demonic entities don't just show up. Someone summons them first.
What are we even talking about right now? I can guarantee that my girlfriend and Katie's girlfriend did not fucking summon any stupid, bullshit, demonic anything.
Hey, Hey, I'm not accusing, but just because the people you lost didn't, it doesn't mean it wasn't someone else.
My mother was religious. So was my brother. It didn't matter.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Really. Praying to a god doesn't mean they're listening, and there's lots of them.
You said you talked to Craig.
Oh, shit, Craig. Yeah, let's go talk to him.
Hold up. Isn't Craig in the morgue? In the basement? I'm not going down there.
Do you really think you'd be safer up here?
Well, I know my black ass isn't going into the fucking basement while some supernatural creature is on the loose, killing people in broad daylight in a hospital.
She's got a point. Maybe we should be looking for a way out.
I can't leave Craig, Noah. And maybe he knows something that can help us kill these things.
You really think they can be killed?
I don't know, but I'm sure as fuck going to try.
Maya, stay with us. Let's get all the information we can, and then I promise you, we are getting the fuck out of here.
Fuck. Fine. You got any more guns?
Yeah. Here.
Good idea. Trey, give me the camera.
9mm. Extended mag. That's illegal.
You really care about that right now?
Nope, not even a little bit. Let's go.
Do you know what the best part is? The hunt. The slow burn. There was so much for us to eat here, but they were helpless mostly. But Katie, Noah, they wanted to fight back. They would taste so good. Will you fight back? Or will you let me crawl inside you and take what I want? It doesn't really matter. Not for you. Not for Katie. See you downstairs.
I'd never been bothered by elevators, but this felt like the biggest death trap. Seconds felt like hours, and we were all on edge. Sydney was still shaking. I wished I could do something for them. I'd only lost Shelly, and I felt like that hole was never going to stop bleeding. Sydney was down to 2 family members to those fucking things. Maybe we had made a mistake coming here. But that anger was welling up inside of me again, laying over top fear, and all I wanted was to find a way to kill these things. All of them.
Hey, you really believe in all that paranormal stuff?
Yes. Though, admittedly, most of the times the calls that we get, they're bullshit. Real paranormal activity is pretty rare. It's not like on the TV shows.
Aren't you a TV show?
YouTube. We're gonna get our streaming break soon.
Right.
Whatever this is, I don't think it's paranormal.
Maybe not, but it's better to check off all the boxes, though, right? I mean, it'd be really fucking cool if we could kill these things just by throwing some salt on them.
I hope it's that easy. I really do.
Did you hear that?
Our footsteps froze. Hospital basements are unnerving. The lighting was bright. The hallways were typical, but the silence. Dead silence. Which meant the sounds we heard from those fucking things echoed.
Where is it coming from?
I reached under my jacket, pulling loose my gun.
Run.
We whirled around. Eden was still in the elevator. She wasn't looking at us. She was looking up. We all noticed, but before we could follow her gaze, she suddenly shot out her hand.
Run!
It was the last thing we heard her say. The elevator door slammed closed harder than we should have.
Fuck you! Eden!
Maya and I ran to the elevator doors. I banged on the fucking button trying to get it to open. Maya frantically tried to pull the doors apart. Inside, we could hear it. The scream, the choking, the terrible noises that followed. When it stopped, the silence was awful. Noah was having a panic attack behind me. I knew why. Eden told us to run. just like Diana. The elevator doors opened slowly, like they should. Eden lay there with her body still twitching, the camera beside her, the blood. Fuck. Fuck!
God damn it, Eden. God damn it!
It's still inside her.
Sydney was right. I could see Eden's throat move, but if it was still inside of her... I'm sorry. I've got to do this. I walked into the elevator, pointed my gun at Eden's body, and pulled the fucking trigger.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Don't Look. Please remember to subscribe, leave us a review, and share this episode with your friends. To learn more about our shows, hang out with us during events, or sign up for a membership, visit talesoftheforgotten.com. Don't Look Episode 3 was written and directed by Crystal Storm. Sound designed by Hannah Cardiac. This episode features two original music pieces, both composed by Tara G. Starring Lena Garcia as Katie, Gerald Hill as Noah, Jake Riker as the monster, Kay Riley as Sydney, Crystal Storm as Eden, Tiani Ma as Maya, Alexander Bacholtz as Craig, Eric Michaels as security guard Tom, Kendra Michaels as Dr. Erica. Come back next week for the finale.